This is Inside Track for HeartlandMotorsports.com. It's Sunday night. We're down at Quincy Raceways. We're with tonight's Hobby Stock feature winner, Tanner Klingel. Tanner, I'll tell you, that was the race of the night. That was a great race to watch. I don't know what it was like in there in the car, but it was sure fun to watch it. What a battle there. You guys went three wide on the restart. You went to the bottom. You were on the bottom, took the lead. But, man, you guys went on both sides of that five car. And it was a wild restart, and what a race there with you and the zero car at the end.
Yeah, it was awesome. It's me and Jake, we've been racing now for 4 years against each other, and we've just got a ton of respect. It's awesome that you can go run three wide with drivers and, you know, not even make any contact with each other. Jake was already down. I mean, it's just fun to race this class. It's fun to race with Jake and Brian and the eight car. I mean, it's just all around a good class, but just tonight it just seemed like we had the best car out there, and I'm glad that we could put it together.
I tell you, you didn't give that bottom up. You just stayed on that bottom. You kept running that bottom, and it was just, it looked like you just knew if you didn't give up that, they weren't going to get you.
Yeah, well, in the heat race, we broke our gear to run, you know, the top side or run around, so I was just...
So you didn't have that was it.
I didn't have a choice. The bottom was what I was going to have to run, and I was going to have to make it work no matter what.
I'll tell you, down there in 3 and 4, old Jake was putting it right up. He was on the outside of you, but, boy, he wasn't... you guys were having a good race, but he wasn't leaving you any extra room, was he?
No, I mean, we were door to door. He knew exactly where he had to be. I mean, I was going into sport mod. I knew that I have to be on the very bottom or the very top, and I knew that this car was only going to work on the bottom tonight. So that's where I wanted to be, and Jake found out pretty quick that he had to be all the way to the top for any grip. It went black really early tonight.
Your fifth feature win in the hobby stock class this year, having a great season in the hobby stock class. How do you think it's got to be helping you getting a lot of track time running to two classes, running the IMCA sport mod and the hobby stock?
Definitely. It's awesome running two cars, having the chance. I do have to thank Chuck Ansel for putting me in his car, and Jimmy Shook and Dad and Dan Havermill. I mean, they all make this possible for me. I mean, I've got Jake Bliven over every day, Spencer Roderick. I mean, just people who can come over every day, grind tires, check bolts, get the cars on jack stands. It's awesome for them to come over and have all this help. I mean, I couldn't do it without them. And just having track time, I mean, I can go out in the sport mod and see where I'm going to need to put the hobby stock, and I can go out in the hobby stock and see where I'm going to have to run the sport mod. Seat time is definitely the key in the sport of racing, and it's awesome that we have the chance to run two cars.
How much difference in those two cars? You got to remember which one you're in, or are they alike?
Oh, they're so much different. I mean, same motors, but I mean, different tires, different gearing, different just everything about them. I mean, that was the hardest thing at the beginning of the year to get to know, because I adapted to the sport mod so well that the hobby stock, we really lacked in performance at the beginning of the year. I'm glad that we can finally come out and start winning some races and just get in my mind and say, look, this is a hobby stock, this is a sport mod, this is how you drive this one. They're different. You can't drive them the same or you'll end up spun out.
Who'd you have helping you tonight as far as pit crew?
I had Jimmy Shook, I had my dad, I had my brother Adam, and I had my brother-in-law Nick. And tonight, that was about it that we had over here. Lindsey Whitaker came over and helped us for a little bit tonight. And like I said, we had a few kids that normally come that couldn't come tonight. Spencer Roderick and Jake Bliven, they're at my house. They stay. And Gage Hagen, I mean, those kids definitely make it possible for me to be on the track, because they love racing just as much as I do. And they'll do anything to see me on the track next week.
Who do you got for sponsors on your hobby stock?
On my hobby stock, I've got River City Sports Academy, Perfect Delivery Solution, J&J Marine, Performance Auto, Top to Bottom Detail, Riverside Party Supplies, and Doyle Manufacturing.
Tanner Klingel, thank you for talking with us on the Inside Track tonight. Congratulations on the hobby stock feature win.
Thank you. Pleasure's all mine.
Thank you.